Welcome to Ready for Reading. My name's Penny. I'm your dedicated advocate of story time for military families. Each episode, we sit down and we talk to individuals who share United Through Reading's mission of strengthening military families' literacy, emotional bonds, and overall well-being through the shared power of reading aloud, no matter the distance. This week, our special guest is Mrs. Molly Haskin. She's actually our Senior Director of Strategic Partnerships here at the organization, but she's also so much more than that, and we'll talk about that in a second. So she's going to give us a glimpse into the world of reading aloud and how it relates to comprehension. She's also going to talk to us about those special ingredients to help children read well, go over some common practices, and definitely break down what experts mean when they use the acronym PIE, or better known as PIE. Right, Molly? Hello.
That's right. Good morning. Thank you for having me, Penny.
Oh, yeah. I'm just so glad to hear. So I would be totally remiss if I didn't tell our listeners a little bit about your great background. Are you okay with us sharing that?
Just sure.
A wee bit? Okay, so you are a certified and licensed speech pathologist. You've been in your field for over 10 years. That's amazing. And your specialty is early childhood development of literary skills, or literacy skills, excuse me, right?
That's correct.
Super cool. You're also a military spouse over 20 years. We could keep going on and on, but most importantly, you are my favorite reader, leader, and speech pathologist teacher. So glad to have you.
Again, right, thank you for inviting me to this amazing Penny podcast today. I'm really looking forward to sharing something I get very passionate about, and that is literacy and the formation of literacy skills from the very beginning of children's childhood experiences.
That's so cool. Okay. I got goosebumps. Okay. So let's dive in. Okay, Molly. So tell me about PIE. Break it down for me.
Well, just like a real pie, the baked good, reading requires just the right amount of ingredients and the right mixture of ingredients for each child to be successful in their own personal journey. So if you want to think about ingredients for reading, you need to think about the different areas a child requires to be successful. And actually, the great thing is United Through Reading helps with each one of those areas. So the first area would be understanding the concept of print. So the fact that words come in a book and they actually, you know, have a pattern and they have a printed source. So early literacy is the act of physically holding a book and turning pages and understanding that a book has to be held in a certain way. So upright, you know, a lot of times kids will grab a book and they'll look at the back cover and they'll open it, you know, from the top down, maybe just to see what happens. And so you're actually promoting early literacy when you show them, no, there's the right way to hold a book, that we always turn the pages from left to right, and that we move, you know, through a book in a predictable manner. So that's early reading. And that way, you know, when United Through Reading makes sure that we provide a new free book to every child that participates in our program, we are helping them with that very first ingredient. The next set of ingredients are a little bit more intense, and that's when children start to understand that there are sounds that are associated with each letter in our alphabet. And those sounds actually move together and blend together into more predictable sounds that create words. So associating a sound with a letter is called the phonological process. And then putting those sounds together in a predictable pattern is known as phonics. So those are the next two important ingredients in reading. So the child understands that they have a book and they have a way that they have to move through the book. And then they start to notice that these certain letters have predictable sounds that can move together or form together words. So that's the next set of ingredients for reading. And finally, a child gets a little bit better at putting those sounds together, and they start to realize that if they see that same pattern every time, that's an actual word and they can read it. And that's when that wonderful moment happens where they've been blending and all of a sudden they're like, ah, I know what that word is, and I can read it from the page every time I see it, no matter what. So having those predictable words on a page and reading the same books over and over for a child really helps them strengthen those skills and become readers.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. It reminds me of being younger and thinking about Hooked on Phonics. That was what it reminds me of a little bit. Okay, awesome. Okay.
Well, you have to be. You have to really understand the phonological background to words, because otherwise you can't really memorize your way to reading fluently. And that's something that, you know, for a while, there's been a lot of discussion about how people learn to read. I will say one super interesting fact is that our brains are not hardwired to learn to read. It is a skill that every single person has to learn. Some people learn it easier, you know, just like some people learn other skills more readily. And then some people have to really practice and challenge themselves to become better readers. But every single one of us starts from the same spot, which is we have to train our brains to read.
Wow. Mind blown. Just like I can cook, but I can't bake. So for sure.
Well, then no awesome. Pies from you, huh?
No pies from me. I will
make a note to myself.
No pie. I'll buy pies from you, okay? Because I feel like
no,
you can.
You don't want to do that either.
All right. Well, then we'll stick with the phonics pie. Then
yes,
we'll definitely stick
we
with
go.
The reading pie. Okay. Okay. So tell us about the traditional reading aloud experience as it pertains to like the classroom, and that's whether it's a traditional classroom or even homeschool non-traditional classroom.
Right. Well, a lot of times teachers are challenged in trying to meet each child where they need to be met on their individual reading journey. Because, of course, as we just discussed, it's not always a natural skill that everyone picks up easily. And so teachers, who are, of course, our superheroes, have to meet the need of each child in their classroom. And one method they have used is having students read to themselves while teachers work with other small groups. And I saw an interesting article recently published by Reading Rockets that stated that read aloud in a classroom environment for children who are not yet fluent readers is actually a big waste of their time, because those students might not be really understanding where they're, you know, or they might not be really able to decode those words. Remember, we were talking about the phonics and a page, and you're hooked on phonics. Yeah. They may not be able to decode what they're looking at. So they're struggling. They're looking at these symbols, which we call letters, on a page, and they maybe know that some symbols make certain sounds, but do they really know what sounds are made when each one of these symbols is put together? That's a hard thing to find out. And so if they're trying to do that on their own, it's not very useful for them. So one thing that could be useful to help them get to the next step in their reading journey is to have someone reading aloud a book, that same book, to them, and they could be following along. So when they're able to decode the word and read it on their own, they can do so. But if they get to a word that, gosh, they just don't know, having that read aloud in the background will help them associate those sounds with the appropriate letters and also fluently go through that passage. So it makes them better readers to actually have a read aloud in the background, assisting them with their reading skills. And again, this is where United Through Reading Recording is amazing, because parents, service members, anyone who wants to help a child in their reading journey, they are able to make a recording using United Through Reading's app. And then the child can actually use that to help them with their reading skills on a daily basis. I think that's a really neat way to implement United Through Reading in an academic setting that isn't always thought about on a daily basis.
Absolutely. That's cool. I remember being a kid and I actually had a reading tutor. This is third grade for me. And she was a local college student, and she would sit and we would go to the library and we would do that, get the same copy of the same book. And she would just read to me. And it was one of my favorite things ever. So that's pretty cool hearing that that was definitely helpful in my own journey with reading. So that's very cool. Okay. So tell me, so why is it often like difficult for emergent readers to comprehend what they actually are reading? You touched on that earlier, but can you break that down a little more for us?
Sure. So it's very interesting, the different parts of the brain that need to engage to read. And I don't have to go deep into that, but know that there are multiple parts of your brain actually activated during the reading process. And some of them are activated during reading, and then some of them actually need to activate to comprehend what you've just put in. So it's like putting all this back to ingredients, right? Putting all these ingredients together in a mixing bowl and mixing them around and hoping that they're going to come out with the comprehension piece or the piece that makes sense. But for some students who are still in the reading journey of learning to decode fluently enough to understand the words that they are reading, it's too much work to expect them to also comprehend the meaning behind all their words, because they're using so much energy to just get the decoding done or to just get the decoding of the sounds together for fluency that they can't yet put those sounds together in a understandable way to comprehend the meaning behind the passage or the sentence or, you know, the short story. So it really is a scaffolding experience to have a book read aloud to them, because that allows them to maybe not work quite so hard on decoding words or sounds that they don't know, and allows them to understand the broader meaning of the story. So again, back to reading aloud, not only is it a bonding experience, it's truly an academically helpful experience as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so for reading and comprehension, I mean, we see that in definitely younger children, but you know, that can carry on, right? We see that in older children too. So, I'm thinking to myself.
Right. Because if sometimes, you know, we have to, children have to move through grades, and maybe they are moving through a grade where they haven't quite mastered the reading skills they need to move to the next level. Because truly in academics, you know, there's up until about third grade, they're learning to read. And then by fourth grade, they're really expected to be able to read to learn. So the shift turns more to them being able to read and digest material in order to facilitate their learning process. But if they still haven't quite mastered reading yet, they're not going to make that jump to comprehension and learning. And it's, again, everyone is on their own individual journey, because it's definitely a skill that everyone has to master at their own pace. And there's nothing wrong with your own pace. But if someone is expected to keep, like, I'm a terrible runner, and if I was expected to keep pace with somebody who's a naturally gifted runner, I'm going to fall way behind really quickly. And so in that case, you know, in that sort of same scenario, but with reading, that's what happens, is some are able to naturally just go forward quickly, and others are having to struggle a little bit to keep pace.
Wow. So definitely story time at home is just really going to help a lot of us keep pace. That's
indeed.
Awesome.
Indeed. Indeed. It really does. And, you know, having stories recorded that might offer vocabulary that children aren't exposed to on a frequent basis, that helps with their literacy journey as well. Because if you come to a word that you've never seen before, and maybe you start to decode it, and then you're like, oh, I've heard that word before, that's in my vocabulary, you're able to more easily read it and then assimilate that into the comprehension piece. If it's, you know, a word that you've never heard before, then you're also like, well, what the heck is that word? So again, reading aloud a variety of different books to a child from earliest stages allows them to develop vocabulary that will assist them in reading fluently as well.
That's awesome. So I'm going to list that in one of our best common practices for sure. So what are some other best common practices that really help kiddos with reading? What else can you suggest?
Sure. So in the beginning, you know, those fun playing with sounds believe it or not, animal sounds and things like that help children. Yeah, it helps them. All those fun nursery rhymes, there's a reason why they were so popular. All the little songs that we sing, all of that helps, especially with like rhyming and playing with different sounds. And then, you know, reading together with a child is truly the best practice, because there are no wrong books, right? But children find interest in different books at their own speed and in their own time. So giving them the opportunity to be exposed to lots of different types of books by reading aloud to them lets them find things that are of greater interest to them. And I think that's where, you know, like, again, with any skill, something that interests you, something that you really want to do, that's what you're going to work on hardest. And the great part is there are so many different types of books. There's something out there for everyone.
That's so cool. So let's bring it back around to United Through Reading. Let's talk a little bit more about how accessing our program can really help military families, you know, strengthen those reading skills.
Sure, because, you know, certainly one area that we all as military families recognize is the different academic environments that military children are put into. Oh, due to frequent moves for the most part. And so a child might be in one classroom where there are reading programs that are built one way, and then they might move to another classroom with a totally different philosophy on how children should be learning to read. So if you are supporting their literacy path at home by reading together, by making them recordings so that they can read aloud to self, but with you in the background actually helping them read aloud, you're really helping them be successful no matter what classroom they find themselves in. And then if they become good readers, which we hope they all do become good readers, you can continue to expose them to different worldviews, to different stories, to different genres through all the different books available through the United Through Reading program.
That is so cool. Yes, it's definitely a beautifully curated list that changes all the time. And it's super reflective of diversity of the United States military. That's really, really cool in all of our families. So will you tell me a little bit about those amazing literacy guides that we have available as well?
So thanks to one of our generous sponsors, Dollar General Literacy Foundation, we developed a series of literacy guides focused specifically for challenges that military children might find with reading or with academics or with just day-to-day managing their emotions. And those literacy guides are available with a link on this podcast or on our website. And parents should download those guides based on the ages of their children now, and then, you know, looking forward into the ages that their children will become, to see what tips we might offer for ensuring their academic and individual success through literacy.
That's so awesome. Okay. Well, Molly, thank you. Thank you so much. This has been super informative. And you know, it's always a pleasure to sit down and talk to you. You're one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. So that's super awesome. Same. So thank you.
And what kind of pie are we going to go out and buy, since neither of us can bake one?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we could be like classic all-American and go with apple, but something in me is screaming like, I don't know, something wild. Let's do some cherry
chocolate
pies.
Chocolate peanut butter one.
Oh, yes. Okay. So the next time I see
kind.
You. Yes. Next time I see you, absolutely. We will sit. We will read a book together, right? You can read to me. I'll read to you and we'll have some pie for sure.
Again, Penny, for inviting me to share something I really am passionate about, and that's making sure that everyone has their own individual literacy success.
That's awesome. Well, definitely thank you for explaining reading and comprehension a little bit to us and breaking it down. And then also, of course, like, please, 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 for all of us, all of you that are tuning in, don't forget to visit United Through Reading's website, check out some of the great resources we have. Please take advantage of our Storytime Reading app and also our free book program that's available to all military service members and their families. That's including every branch. It's also including active duty, National Guard, Reserve, veteran. We are here to help everyone. And then also just remember that military families who read together every day stay more connected, no matter the distance.